USDA increased forecast fed cattle prices for the remainder of this year. U.S. beef export value increased significantly, according to the latest data, coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 11th of March. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was slow on light demand in all major cattle feeding regions through Friday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. For the week, FOB live prices were $2 higher in the Southern Plains at $185 a hundredweight. They were $1.50 to $2 higher in Nebraska at $185 to $186, and $2 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $185 to $186. Dressed delivered prices were $2 to $8 higher in Nebraska at $292 to $300, and $2 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $292. Estimated total cattle slaughter last week of 583,000 head was 16,000 head fewer than the previous week and 48,000 head fewer than the same week last year. Year-to-date, estimated cattle slaughter of 5.9 million head was 349,000 head fewer, or 5.5% less than the same time last year. Year-to-date estimated beef production of 4.9 billion pounds was 231.3 million pounds less, or 4.5% less. Choice box beef cutout value was 43 cents higher Friday afternoon at $307.04 a hundredweight. Select was $1.17 higher at $297.43. Cattle futures closed lower Friday despite the week's higher cash trade and supportive outlook in the monthly World Agricultural Supply and Demand estimates. More about the WASDE momentarily. Live cattle futures closed an average of 83 cents lower. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.33 lower from 62 cents to $2.20 lower. Grain and soybean futures closed higher Friday with likely short covering despite neutral to bearish world agriculture supply and demand estimates. Corn futures closed 2 to 3 cents higher. Kansas City wheat futures closed 10 to 14 cents higher. And soybean futures were up 16 to 19 cents. Calves and feeder cattle traded mixed but mainly higher at the weekend auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Steers weighing 600 to 799 pounds sold $2 to $6 higher at Fort Pierre Livestock Auction in South Dakota, where 5,151 head were on offer. Heifers weighing 500 to 549 pounds sold $10 to $12 lower and then steady to $2 lower at 550 to 599 pounds. Heifers weighing 600 to 649 sold $8 to $12 higher and then $2 to $4 lower at 650 to 699 pounds. Steers and heifers sold mostly steady at Erickson Livestock Market in Nebraska with 2,420 head on offer. At Harrod Livestock Auction in South Dakota, steers weighing 750 to 849 sold $2 to $5 higher. Heifers weighing 600 to 649 pounds and 700 to 799 pounds traded mostly steady. There are 2,006 head on offer. Steers sold $3 to $5 higher on comparable offerings at Lexington Livestock Auction in Nebraska. Heifers sold steady to $8 higher. There are 1,613 head on offer. Turning to weekly auction summaries in the Southeast, feeder classes sold $3 to $10 higher in Georgia and mostly steady in Florida. In Alabama, feeder steers and feeder bulls sold unevenly steady, while feeder heifers traded sharply higher. And in Mississippi, feeder steers and heifers sold steady to $10 higher. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Friday, led by tech stocks and with mixed economic data. Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 275,000 in February, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. That was more than expected. However, the unemployment rate increased to 3.9%. In February, average hourly earnings for all employees on private non-farm payrolls increased by 5 cents to $34.57. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 68 points lower. The S&P 500 closed 33 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 188 points. West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures on the CME closed from 61 cents to 92 cents lower through the front six contracts. USDA's Economic Research Service increased the forecast weighted average five area direct fed cattle price for the remainder of this year in the March World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates. Compared to the previous month, ERS increased projected prices $3 in the first quarter to $179 a hundredweight, $3 in the second quarter to $183, $2 in the third quarter to $182, and $2 in the fourth quarter to $186. ERS increased the forecast annual average price by $3 to $183. Prices were forecast higher on recent prices and firm demand for fed cattle. Beef production was projected 140 million pounds more than the previous month at 26.3 billion pounds. If so, it would be 638 million pounds less, or 2.4% less than last year. Forecast production was raised with higher expected slaughter for the remainder of the year, offsetting lower expected production in the first quarter. Among other WASDE highlights, outlook for the 2023-24 U.S. corn crop was unchanged. Based on observations to date, the season average corn price received by producers was lowered by 5 cents to $4.75 a bushel. Likewise, the outlook for U.S. soybean supply and use for 2023-24 was unchanged. The U.S. season average soybean price was also unchanged at $12.65 a bushel. The soybean meal price was unchanged at $380 a short ton, but the soybean oil price was lowered by 2 cents to 49 cents a pound. Finally, the outlook for 2023-24 U.S. wheat was unchanged for supplies and domestic use, with lower exports and higher ending stocks. The season average farm price was reduced by 5 cents to $7.15 a bushel. U.S. beef exports in January were slightly less in volume year over year, but value was significantly higher, according to data released by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. January beef exports totaled 99,764 metric tons, down 1% from a year ago, but beef export value climbed 9% to $763.8 million as value trended higher year over year to South Korea, Japan, Mexico, Canada, Central America, the Caribbean, and Hong Kong. According to Dan Hallstrom, U.S. MEF President and CEO, while U.S. MEF expects 2024 to be another challenging year in terms of beef supply availability, the upward trend in export value is a positive sign. He explains the inventory has been cleared and customers in Asia are reloading on U.S. beef. There's also more optimism in Asia's food service sector, especially in Korea. Combined with the recent strength we've seen in the Western Hemisphere, this bodes well for beef demand in the coming year. He adds that January was also an excellent month for beef variety meat exports, which are especially important to maximizing the value of every head. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 11th of March. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.